Silence.
Oppenheimer.
I think they're talking about us. No way.
I myself am strange and unusual.
This is Nerd Pride Radio!
Nerd alert!
These nerds are a threat to our way of life.
See, this is the stuff that brings nerds together.
So it's sort of social. Demented and sad, but social, right?
If I'm interested in it, then by definition, it is nerdy.
Are you in loser denial or something?
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
My dad's a nerd.
And welcome to episode 126 of Nerd Pride Radio. 126. So I'm looking at the 126th meridians on a globe, you know, just see if there's anything interesting about them to put on the show here in the nerd commentary. And I note that in their listings in Wikipedia, both of them are shown to pass through the Southern Ocean. Now, it turns out that's nothing special because all meridians on the globe pass through the Southern Ocean. No, the baffling part to me is I've never heard the term Southern Ocean before. I mean, at all. I'm thinking back, okay, wait. I've never heard Southern Ocean. So what did I learn in school? Okay, Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean, Indian Ocean, Arctic Ocean. Were there any more? I don't remember any more. I think that was it. So where the heck did the Southern Ocean come from, I'm wondering. So I go look it up. Turns out it's, the whole area around the Antarctic is labeled as the Southern Ocean, and it's not recognized by National Geographic and certain other companies, but others do. So some map makers put Southern Ocean on there and some of them don't. And I just thought that was weird. And somehow this is the first time in my whole life I've ever heard the phrase, even though it's been around forever. So, I was surprised at myself. There you go. So ask me how I'm doing today. Go on, ask me. I'm awesome. My name is Mike Jones. I am a D&D/Pathfinder nerd, a history nerd, a sci-fi nerd, a comic book nerd, computer nerd, movie nerd, comedy nerd, science nerd, gaming nerd. Plus, there's like seven other kinds of nerd. I only wish I was nerdy enough to be. You are listening to Nerd Pride Radio, the place I go every week to haver on about all the nerd stuff that just won't fit in my brain anymore. And our sponsor this week is the Math Club, the Latin Club, and the Physics Club. Physics Club. Yeah. Okay, and that's a line, actually. I was just going through the opening music today and looking at all the clips that went into it because I was thinking of doing something weird. And I remembered when it gets to Bender's line about, it's sort of social, demented and sad, but social. I had originally thought about putting the whole Math Club, Latin Club, Physics Club line into that, and then I decided against it because I didn't want to double up on Breakfast Club for some reason. I don't remember. Although I double up on Revenge of the Nerds, or originally tripled up on it in the original opening. Anyway, it was just me thinking out loud. Sorry about that. Because, you know, it's time for the meticulously plotted portion of this podcast, which is not so meticulously plotted. Normally, this would be the time for me when I talk about whatever's been on my mind for the last week. If something strikes me as interesting during the course of my busy, busy week, I will add it to my master list in my handy dandy pocket mod, and the best stuff off that list gets spewed out all over you guys every week when I record. You lucky dogs. Okay, but this week, for those of you who've seen the listener betrayal post, you realize that it's midnight. It's midnight on a Sunday, which means there's probably not going to be any listener betrayal, and that's fine. I'm going to try and go quick. My timing is just terrible this week. Things did not work out the way we thought they would, and so here I am at midnight recording my podcast. It's probably not going to be a long one. And I could have been recording yesterday, but unfortunately, Roku is the streaming box that I watch all of my television on. I was watching Orange is the New Black all day yesterday. Lisa and I started watching Orange is the New Black. We're midway through season two now. We've been watching it for about the last week, every chance we can get. And yesterday, when I should have been recording, we wound up filling up every spare moment in between the other stuff we were doing with episodes of Orange is the New Black, because I just can't get enough of that show. I mean, look, most of you have already watched it. You know how awesome it is, I'm sure. And everyone's been telling me how awesome that show is for years now, and finally we've gotten around to it, and it's really that good. So if you're like me and it's taking you this long to finally get around to it, get around to it. Totally worth it. I love Orange is the New Black. It is they're all in prison, and yes, everyone's technically a criminal and blah, 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 but the characters are so good and the relationships between them are so good, and it's a funny show. And it's just, it's wonderfully representative. It's a great, great show. Really enjoy watching it. So I'm not going to say anything else about it. That was all I needed. Because the next thing in my meticulously plotted portion is my gaming table. I've got Dungeon Master's Guide. I've got 12-sided die. Role-playing games, video games, board games, card games, any games. If they fit on my gaming table, then I am going to come here and share them with you. All right. First off, a Pathfinder update. We played again this week. We've cleared out the Ogre Fortress. Finally, we're going to be able to put that place behind us. The exciting part for me is I found a headband of charisma in there. I'm a bard. I just got myself a headband of charisma. I mean, it's 2 points, but 2 points is 2 points, right? Which means I'm that much better at everything I do. I don't know, there's something about having a 23 charisma that's really exciting to me for this. And, hey, one more level, bumping it up to 24. So, I kick ass. I'm sorry. I love Pathfinder. I love my character. And it's just one of those things. And I know, look, when my kids come around me wanting to talk to me about how awesome their characters are, and I'm always very patient with them because I know how exciting that is, but I also know how boring it is for other people to have to listen to you talk about how exciting and kick-ass your character is. But you know what? Mine really is that kick-ass and exciting. I really love this game. Hey, thank you, DM Darks, for running this game for us, man. And for everyone who's playing in it. I mean, again, 2.5 years we've been doing this? 2 years? 2.5 almost, something like that. It would be exact details, don't matter. Having a good time. Also still playing the game Homeroom that my brother is running with, 10 or 11 of us all as players, and still spectacular. I still don't know what the hell is going on. We keep starting the day over like Groundhog's Day. And now, he sent out those secrets to us before the thing. And I don't know. We've gotten to where I don't want to give away any of the secrets, but they're starting to come out. But anyway, the whole restarting Groundhog's Day bit, we've finally gotten to the point where we've all decided that we don't give a crap about following the rules or staying in class. We had one of the guys got in a fight with a teacher. We're all skipping class and just kind of roaming the hallways. And it's just, man, this is an exciting game. I'm sitting here blabbing on and on about a game that you guys aren't playing, so I'm sure it's not that exciting for you. But, man, it is for us. You come over and read the transcript of it. I mean, everything's – my brother set up a new homeroom forum, a whole separate forum for the game within our forum. So come over to nerdprideradio.com/forums and check out the homeroom section and just read the gameplays. Start off with gameplay and then gameplay 1.1 and then gameplay 1.2, and you can read through what we've been doing. And it's just cool. Just really, really cool. And a little confusing, but we're getting there. I still don't know who to trust. I still don't know what the hell is going on, although I keep getting more and more ideas, but never actually settle on anything. So anyway, kudos to my brother. Great game. But the most exciting gaming thing this week for me, you guys remember from episodes 99.1 and episode 100 how I have raved about Kobolds. Kobolds is my favorite game that we played at Gen Con. I love Kobolds. We played it's a tactical cooperative board game sort of thing, and you wind up having your town, and you play really, really cool characters who have to then, in this board game, defend the town from waves and waves of kobolds that are coming out of tunnels around the map. And so you have to fight off all of these kobolds that swarm the map. I mean, just literally swarms of them everywhere. And they come in from all sides. And it just, when we played, it just felt hopeless over and over and over. And yet we kept pulling it out. And it was wonderful. And ultimately, apparently you're supposed to try and, you know, get a hold of some dynamite so you can go blow up their tunnels and stop them from overrunning your world and taking over your city. And we never did get quite as far as, you know, actually stopping them. We died spectacularly, but man, it was a fun time. It was just constant harrowing situations where we're just pulling it out by the skin of our teeth, and we had a great time. So that was the quick recap of how much we loved Cobalts when we played it at Gen Con. And just recently, because I keep I follow them on Facebook, and I keep pestering them every time Cobalts come up. I'm like, man, just let me know where I can send all my money. Get this game made for me. I will buy the very first copy that comes off the presses. I'm ready for it. And Anthony from Cardboard Fortress Games, it's Anthony and Nicole are the ones who make Cobalts. And Anthony contacted me last week and said, dude, could you do me a favor? I mean, he made small talk first. It was very nice. But then, you know, ultimately it was, yeah, you know, we've got the print and play version of this game. Do you think maybe you could print it up and try it out and go through these rules and kind of tell us what we're missing here? Because it's not complete, but yeah, I completely understand the situation. They've been designing Cobalt and playing Cobalt and tweaking the rules for so long that you get really close to it. And there's a lot of things that as the designer, you know, who's played it 100 times, you kind of take things for granted that you just, you know that when you see these things come up, you know what they mean. But does everybody else? And I'm like, will I? Of course. I mean, I jumped at the chance. And so, I mean, it was 2 hours with a pair of scissors getting this thing cut out of cardstock, but totally worth my time. I'm so excited about it. So I've got it all in baggies and it's all lined up and it looks really pretty. Nifty little print version they've got of it. And, which, you guys don't know I have that. I can't share it. Sorry. But it is awesome. And so I set up with my kids and we only played, you know, not even half a game. We got it set up. We played just a few rounds just to check out the movement and figure out how the items work and stuff like this. And so we did a little bit of combat. You know, we killed some kobolds, collected some heads, never got as far as buying any of the dynamite. And it was good. The two little kids who, I mean, you know, they're 12 and 9, and they have never played Cobalts before. They've only heard me rave about it. They picked up really quickly, knew exactly what they were supposed to be doing. But we did find a few spots in the rules where it's like, oh, yeah, you know what? There should really be an explanation for this, or this term is a little confusing, or this is, so I'm making a list of stuff. And I'm going to try, as soon as we can, play a full game of it with the three boys, and because they're all just itching to do it. They can't wait to try out a full game of it. And then we'll compile some stuff and send it back to Anthony and Nicole, and hopefully it helps them, because it's, I mean, man, we are having a blast with it. So more than anything, really, I'm just doing this segment to rub it in that I get to play Cobalts and you guys don't. So that makes me so happy to have a copy of it, even if it's the print and play version of it, which, you know, again, you're playing with cardstock, so, you know, things are a little flimsy, and God forbid that somebody should bump the table. But I'm getting a chance to do it, and it's really, really cool. So I will, at my earliest available opportunity, I will be playing more Cobalts, and then I'll be sharing that information with them and with you guys, because I'm so excited. I really, man, as soon as they get the Kickstarter going, I'm all my money. And I don't even know how much it'll be. I think they said that their dream was to be able to sell a game of this magnitude for like $30, which I think is a little unrealistic on their part. It's a $40 game. It really is, with as much stuff as there will be in it. I mean, in a fully done boxed version, I mean, there's a lot of pieces and a lot of stuff that goes into it, and the custom made dice and all sorts of things. So I'm thinking $40 is going to be the right price on it, but you know, whatever. Hey, you guys need to give them money too. Whenever they put it up there, I will let you know, because you'll love this game. Again, and it's a tactical board game. It's a lot of strategic maneuvering and this kind of stuff, but it's cooperative play. And cooperative play is so awesome. I love working together. I love plotting things out that you've got, you know, each turn of Cobalts, everyone has 6 actions to take. And so you go around the table and you kind of take your actions in order. But, you know, sometimes you plot together and you hold one back or hold two back and go, okay, I'll just hold these over here. And then if you can do that stuff, then I'll be able to meet you halfway and we could do it. It's really cool to work together on something like that. Love this game. Anyway, that's it for the meticulously plotted portion of this podcast. I told you this is going to be a short episode. And that means it's time for the Pod-O-Matic. Holy blueberries, this is the Nerd Pride Radio Pod-O-Matic. At the end of every cast, I bring out R2 and his fully pimped out Pod-O-Matic bubble, and he rolls up random topics for me to talk about. And where do these topics come from, you ask? Well, that is an awesome question. That is where you come in. If you want to hear me haver on about something, you send your question or topic to me by email, or better yet, in a private message on my forums, nerdprideradio.com/forums. I will add it to my Pod-O-Matic list, because Pod-O-Matic is about whatever you want it to be. And yeah, not running short on entries, just a reminder that, hey, send some. I keep getting, you know, a trickle of them in. Kaz has been sending me one every couple of days or so. My wife and kids are sending some more. Just got a list from, I can't remember who I got the list from. Was that, I can't remember. Was it Ron? Was it, I have no idea. It was like 8 or 9 of them. God, could have been anybody. And so I love that you guys keep sending them to me. Keep them rolling in. And for those of you who are new to it, yeah, all the questions that come into me, I just throw them into a big giant list. And then every week, I put some random numbers in front of it. I kind of randomly sort the list. And then R2 here will roll me a number from 1 to 100. I pick one off the list and off we go. And our first number here is 04. So hold on. I don't even have my list open yet. Let me get it. All right. Here it is. I've got it open now. And 04 is from Mrs. Darks. Mrs. Darks says, what reality competition show would you like to be on? And she says, not The Amazing Race. And then has to clarify, not The Amazing Race because you've already talked about The Amazing Race, not that she's being a douche about it, because I've commented that you guys always take away my most popular, the easiest answer for me. You take that one away from me and you make me think about stuff. And so, again, she's not being mean, clearly. She just wants me to cover new ground. I don't know. Reality competition show. Clearly not So You Think You Can Dance, although that is my favorite reality competition show. I think I would hate being on something like Big Brother, although I watched 3 or 4 seasons of Big Brother and really enjoyed them, but that was years ago. But I think I would hate that, and as the old guy, I'd probably get booted pretty early. That's my guess. I don't know. I've not watched enough episodes of King of the Nerds, but that one seems like, yeah, I mean, at least it's right up my alley, right? I mean, I qualify. And I think I would really enjoy doing it. Again, don't know how long I'd last, but I'd probably have a lot of fun at it. So I'm going to go with King of the Nerds. That seems like the best answer right now. 81. Hold on. Let's number these suckers. There's one. And we're not going to do many. Remember, quick podcast, maybe a half hour today. What do you think? Let's go with number 81. Aliyah Had. Oh, this is a nice long one. Aliyah Had says, dear Ask Mike, something has always bugged me about limits that approach a finite number. Infinites are okay, but limits approaching 2 or 0.34 or pi just bug the hell out of me. Knowing that Zeno's paradox is dumb, because of course he's going to catch that turtle, he's hungry and wants to make turtle soup, just like Shredder, should I just get over my irrational fear of limits, or is it calculus that needs to change? Yeah, you know, here's the thing. You're asking this at a very apropos time because, Aiden is in calculus and, hasn't been as often as it should be, but once a week or so, you know, I'll go over his homework with him, just make sure he's got the concepts okay. Plus, it's fun for me because I'm relearning calculus. I haven't, you know, had to really mess seriously with calculus for, you know, 25 years, since school. But I love doing it. And so we were just looking at limits. And yeah, there was, a bit where if you, and I know exactly what you're talking about. If you have, an equation, formula, number, phrase, whatever it is. But you have, a variable in the denominator. And so you have the, possibility that you're going to have a zero in the denominator and thus an undefined number. And so as it approaches that number, or as it approaches, as it approaches the number that would make it undefined, where does the limit actually go to? So the expression itself is undefined at that point. So, for example, if you have an x in the denominator, then, you know, where x is 0, then you're not going to have a defined expression. There's no way to come up with a number. But depending on what your numerator is, you could very well have a perfectly fine equation going. And so, therefore, you know, for example, if your expression is x times x plus 1 over x, all right? You following me so far? Write it down if you have to. Then technically, because there's an x in the denominator, you can't have a 0. At 0, technically it's undefined. But because there's a nice easy x up top, you can just cross those out. And the equation of the line is just going to be a nice straight line. It's just x plus 1. All right. So at 0, it's just going to approach 1, even though it's not actually going to be 1 because of that 0 in the denominator. But otherwise, you've just got your graph of this function. It's just a straight line with a little hole there. A little hole at 0 because, oh, you can't define that one. But it would have been 1. That would have been the limit. And with other ones, there were ones that he had to do limits on where the limit as x approaches whatever, and then they give you a phrase that doesn't even have a 0 in the denominator. And it took me a little bit to explain to him, no, that means you just solve the damn thing. Just plug the number in and just give the answer. He's like, well, yeah, but it's supposed to be a limit. I'm like, yeah, but there's no undefined point. If you look at it, there's no undefined point. It's just solve it. It's fine. It seemed a little silly. It seemed a little silly to me because they were really, really easy for some of them. But yeah, it's you that needs to change, unfortunately. I'm sorry. Limits were never one of my favorites to do, but I had fun doing them with Aiden this time, so it was kind of cool. So I don't know. Did any of that make sense? Maybe, maybe not. Yeah, too late. There goes R2. 37. 37 is? It's from my brother Kyle. And Kyle says, hey dude, what were the names of those nature cards we used to get when we were kids? Remember those? Yeah, I remember those. They were animal fact cards that we kept in a green plastic box that looked like a recipe box. What were those? Were they National Geographic? I don't remember where they came from, but yeah, it was like a subscription service and yeah, it was animal facts. Oh man, this is bizarre. I hadn't thought about these in years. Yeah, they give you this file box and then every month they send you like 2 new cards or 4 new cards or however many it was, and each one has a new animal on it, and you file the animals away alphabetically in your little file box, and then you can look them up. And it was just – and sometimes it was more common animals, and sometimes it was really bizarre animals you'd never heard of before. And it was just fascinating that, you know, as a kid, every month I'd just get this little handful of new stuff that, oh, wow, I never knew that before. And so I'd read all the cards, and then I'd – conscientiously file them all away and keep them in order. Those were really cool. And no, I have no idea where they came from. Let me take a quick look at the internet and see if I can figure it out, because now I'm curious. Oh my God, I'm looking at them. I did a search for animal cards, and then I couldn't find other terms to go with it. And somehow I stumbled upon one of the suggested search terms, National Geographic Animal Cards Green Box. And sure enough, I am looking at the green box right here. Yeah, those are the cards. Oh, those things were awesome. Oh man, you guys, when I was a kid, and I mean, I must have been, what was I? 7, 8, 9 when we started getting those, Kyle? I mean, so you must have been even younger than that. And they were amazing. Oh, wow. Yeah, big old picture. There'd be, you know, on the front, they had, as I'm looking at them here, big old picture of the animal in full color, and then some symbols and, you know, name and symbols and other stuff across the top. And then you flip it over. There's all sorts of information on the back about them. Oh man, they were wonderful. So yeah, that's super cool. Apparently, yeah, those were from National Geographic. Go figure. One more. 67. 67 is from somebody. Anybody? No. There we go. It's from Kyle again. Back to toys from our childhood. Why no more sit and spin? That shit was the bomb, am I right? Yes, I loved a good sit and spin. Does everyone here knows what a sit and spin was? Did everyone have a sit and spin? Because they were great. They got to still make them. Come on. They don't make sit and spin? Let me take a look. I mean, come on. Sit and spin. How tough is this? Okay, there's a sit and spin that I can buy for $29 from autismproducts.com. That's weird. There's a PlaySchool Giraffe Laugh sit and spin toy from Walmart. I can buy it right now at Walmart for $25. They got sit and spins out there. Although, man, that one does not look nearly as sit and spinny as the ones we used to have. No, it's the same thing. Yes, yeah, same darn toy. So yeah, they still got sit and spin. I don't remember ever buying one for my kids. I don't remember seeing them on the shelves. Don't even know if I would have bought them if I had seen them. But, I shoulda. I loved to sit and spin as a kid. There was something dangerous about it, I think. But, I mean, come on. You're just spinning in place. It's not that bad. Yeah, love to sit and spin. So, yeah, dude, they're still out there. All right, we'll do one more. 26. And 26 is from, let's see. Oh, it is from Ronster. Ronster says, what is your ideal podcast length for listening purposes only? Man, that is tough for me to say. I mean, look, because my own podcast has been clocking in. I mean, this one's going to be short, but my own podcast has been clocking in like an hour 15 lately. I used to do them almost 2 hours. And I like those for recording, but for listening for myself, I like about an hour. I mean, but I'll go with anything. I mean, the way I listen to them, like, I've been listening to, a lot of the, No Sleep podcast lately. And, you know, those things can be, there's some episodes are 2 hours long. But you know, they come in chunks. And so you listen to a story and then you pause it, you come back later, you finish things out. I don't mind any length. There are some of them that, you know, I enjoy. A podcast that's, you know, only 20 minutes long, you know, and I've had a few of those, you know, some of the mystery sci-fi, podcast stories that I've been listening to. Some of those come in, you know, 20 to 30 minute chunks. Although usually the ones that start off really, really short like that you're getting 20 minutes a week, 25 minutes a week, over time, they slowly grow. I mean, it's just, I would guess more of them grow than don't. And so you wind up, yeah. It's, you know, like 4, 5, 7 weeks in a row, you're listening to 20 minutes, 25 minutes every week. And then by the time they get up to episode 20, episode 25, suddenly you're listening to 40 minutes, 45 minutes every week, an hour. I don't know. I think podcasts naturally want to be 45 minutes to an hour. I think they really do. But I'll take anything. I like longer podcasts just because it means I have more material coming to me. You know, I mean, again, I'll listen to Hardcore History and he's done 5 hour podcasts before. I love them. I eat them up with a spoon. The things are awesome. So, I prefer long podcasts, but yeah, probably hour to an hour and a half is about the best, but you know, anything is cool. I'll take any length at all. Don't mind. All right. That's it. That's really it. I'm almost at a half hour now. Man, I can't believe I've gone so long. Whew. Aren't you guys tired? Yeah, I know I am. So let's turn it over to GLaDOS, and she will wrap this sucker up for us.
Remember when the platform was sliding into the fire pit and I said goodbye, and you were like,
no way.
And then I was all, we pretended we were going to murder you.
That was great.
This podcast is copyright 2016 by Nerd Pride Radio. The opening and closing theme is Death Metal Disco by Ian Kronk. My bumper music this week, Weezer's in the Garage. All the songs I use on my podcast are available on iTunes. Check them out, buy them, enjoy them. I wouldn't put them in my podcast if I didn't love them. Want instructions on making your own pocket mod? Pocketmod.com. You want to do something nice for this podcast? Recommend it to your friends. Get people in here. You enjoy it. Make other people enjoy it too. Hold them down and force feed it to them if you have to. Remember, Always looking for you listeners to do my work for me. So don't forget to send me questions and topics for my Podomatic, of course. Watch every week on forums and on Facebook for listener betrayal. And if you have a really interesting nerd fact about the episode number, 127 is my next one, then, you know, I think I'm going to follow that with 128, maybe 129. You know, send me facts about the episode number so I don't have to do that research. Also, if you have any idea what Nerd Pride smells like, maybe a sponsor, whatever, send them to me. I will use them. My contact information, mike@nerdprideradio.com, facebook.com/nerdprideradio. I'm on Twitter at nerdprideradio. But to be totally honest, if you want to get in touch with me, the very best way to get my attention is come over to my forums at nerdprideradio.com/forums. You sign up there, you send me a message, we will hang out together. We'll become best friends in the world. We'll have fun. All right, now it's time for a very fast listener betrayal. Before I do every podcast, I go out to my forums, nerdprideradio.com/forums. I go out to Facebook. I post up, hey, I'm recording. And anything that anybody posts there while I'm actually talking on the air, I will read their stuff at the end, and you guys get to be part of the podcast. So the only commentary I have, nothing on my forums at nerdprideradio.com/forums. But I go over to Facebook, and Nellie is the only person awake at this hour, which she's on the West Coast. It's only 10 o'clock for her. It's too easy. Nellie says, I went to my very first Super Bowl party tonight, and it was glorious. So much football and food and games. Oh, my. In other news, oh, wait. All right, let's comment on that one first, and then we'll go back to other news. Yeah, you know what? I'm not a big sports fan. I don't watch a whole lot of sports. You guys know that. But I do enjoy a good party, and I've been to a Super Bowl party before. Yeah, and it's cool because you get to hang out with people, and there's food, and there's talk, and there's just so much going on. And I, again, don't really care so much about the sports part itself, but, you know, there's lots of parts of the game where we're all just sitting around talking, and that's the part I like. I love the socialization. So, hey, good for you. I'm glad you had a good time at it. And then she says, in other news, my immigration interview is Wednesday. This is where the government will decide if I can stay in the country or not. Wow, that's big. Wish me luck. Good luck. And then she asks, any advice? No, I have no advice because you know way more about this process than I do. I mean, you've been through an awful lot just to get to where you are. So you're really the expert. I mean, the only immigration process I went through was I was vaguely a witness for my brother's own immigration. But, you know, we adopted him when he was 10 months old, and then he became a citizen when he was 7, I believe. And so, and that was pretty much a formality because he grew up in this country and it was easy. You obviously have a lot more to go through. They're actually going to test you and ask you stuff. But you know, it's not like, you know, you're doing anything underhanded to get into this country or stay in this country. So I would suspect if you're just yourself, I mean, who's not going to like you, right? I mean, you're charming. You've got this down. So, you know, go in there, be Nellie, and walk away knowing that things are all going to work out for you. This is going to be perfect. So, that's it. That's all I've got for this podcast. I really appreciate you guys being here. And, next week I'll be back with something a little more formal and, a little more organized and maybe a little bit longer. I know, cause last week, Science Corner, I promised you I'd be doing, some discussion of data and polling and statistical analysis and that kind of stuff. And I know how exciting that is for most of you. So trust me, I've still got all of it on paper. I've actually done some research. I'll bring it to you next week when I've got some more time to present it properly. So we'll do that. In the meantime, hey, I love you guys. You're all awesome. Thank you for being here. I'll see you next week. Bye.